Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. You're in tune with the 30-minute worship service known as the power of Pentecost, a time when we gather with our hymnal and gather for a time of prayer. We have our Bibles ready. We just worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. It's a time when we just lift our faith together. We join in worship and we all praise Him.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
And as I do each broadcast service, greet you in Jesus' name, reminding you that there is no other name given under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. Only one way to God, and that's through the man Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast from Hosea 6 and 3. He says, "Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and the former rain unto the earth." Again, wonderful words of life as we begin the broadcast service today. We try to include several scriptures during this broadcast time because we want you to hear the Word of God and know the Word of God, and the Word of God bringeth life, and we want you to be alive in Jesus Christ. If it's convenient and possible, why don't you contact someone and invite them to tune in, and then be prepared to take down our contact information. And just a little while also, the Lord permitting, we'll have our scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. All right, let's take a holiness hymnal and let's turn to page 194. Sing with us, clap your hands, and worship the Lord on "When Our Lord Shall Come Again." When upon the clouds of heaven Christ shall come to earth again, will the world be glad to see Him when our Lord shall come again? There'll be singing, there'll be shouting, oh, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying.
Rejoicing,
or will it bring tears and pain?
Are you ready to receive him? When our Lord shall come again.
Oh, there'll be singing, there'll be shouting.
Oh, there'll be
sorrow,
shall come again.
Will you join
in lamentation?
Or the angels' glad refrain.
Will you help his people crown him?
When our Lord shall come again.
There'll be singing, there'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, heartbreaking pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying.
When our Lord shall come again.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is coming. Are you ready? Work and pray till Jesus calls you.
Help together in the grain.
Then with joy you'll meet the Savior.
When our Lord shall come again.
There'll be singing, there'll be shouting, there'll be sorrow, there'll be pain, heartbreaking pain, there'll be weeping, there'll be praying. When our Lord shall come again. Hallelujah. And are you ready for the soon return of Jesus? The scripture lets us know that the time is coming and the trump of God will be sounding. The dead in Christ will be rising first. We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. That's talking about the saints of God. There's a lot of descriptions and a lot of discussion as to when the Lord is coming, pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib. You know, I'd have told them I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, but I want to go on the next load that leaves here just as quickly as that can be, no matter if I'm right theologically or not. I know the Lord is coming, and I want to go on the next load. And whether you agree or disagree with me or not theologically, you be ready to go, and let's all go together. Amen. Let's go to the precious promise. And let's have a time of prayer. He tells us in Psalms 139, verse 5, Thou hast been behind me and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain unto it. The Word of God. Where we reach out to the Lord, His hand reaches farther down than ours could reach up. He's there to rescue the perishing and care for the dying. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for being behind us and before us. Thank you, Lord, for laying your hand upon us. Lord, David said, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, and I cannot attain unto it. But Lord, even though I cannot attain unto it like David, I want to learn more about your word, and I want to obtain what I can attain. I want to hide in my heart what I can hide in my heart. Lord, so far all I know about the Word of God has brought me to the cross of Christ. What I know about the Word of God has brought me to an altar of repentance. What I brought to an altar of repentance has changed my life. Hallelujah. The Word of God has taught me, and I've been filled with the Holy Ghost and many of the things that I have learned. I want to give the Lord praise today for what you have done. And I pray, Lord, you'll just bless this congregation of people today. Help us, Lord, in these little services each day to feed their soul and give them something from the Word of God, Lord, that they can clench on to and it would be nourishment to them and give them strength and help them throughout the day. Use this service, we pray, to reach some heart. Surely someone in this audience today, Lord, needs you as his or her Savior. We may have some first-time listeners today that are traveling or visiting in the area. Lord, should any of them be unsaved, I pray that today you'll speak to their heart. I pray this broadcast will be a blessing to them, and this will be the day that many repent of sin. Use this service for your glory. Anoint us to sing and preach with power from on high. Let the Holy Ghost fill this place where we are, and let it be sensed everywhere this broadcast is heard today or whenever it's listened to, day or night, when or whenever. We'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We hope you prayed with us. Let's worship him and sing this together.
Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to him.
Oh, let's worship and sing it again now.
Let there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory and honor. Glory and honor to him.
And right under the title of that song in Psalms 29:2, it says, "Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Have your notepad and pencil ready a little later on in the broadcast. I'll give you some contact information. Join in with us as we sing, "Thank God I'm Free."
For a long time I've traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, in sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out by his saving power. Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that's taken its flight, like a blind man that God gave back his sight, like a poor wretched beggar that found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his holy name. Oh,
all singing now. Let's praise him.
Thank God I am free, free, free from this world of sin. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way.
And I am Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we're here each week at this same time, the Lord permitting and providing. We present to you this little service known as the Power of Pentecost. We want you to interact and sing along with us and worship. And by the time the broadcast service is over, we want you to know that you've been in the presence of the Lord. Our ministry is a work of faith. We've been here a long time, and we just have to keep writing checks to do that. And we invite you, if you would like to participate in the support of our broadcast after you've prayed and given to your church and taken care of your family, if you'd like to share something with us, it would be appreciated, whether it's large or small, one time or more than one time. Don't worry about it or don't be embarrassed. And also, if you'd like to contact us and you don't have any offering, feel free to do so. Send us a song request or prayer request. We'd love to hear from you and know that you're out there. You may have been intended to for a long time. You just haven't gotten it done. We get the same. We do that kind of thing, too. We get busy and don't get some things done sometimes. But anyway, the mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. Then our website, if you miss the broadcast or if the time is not convenient, or if you'd like to hear it again or download it, you can always go to The Power of Pentecost, Pentecostal Radio. Go to PentecostalRadio.org. Click Listen Online. You can hear the service. And also on the front page, if you'd like to contribute with your debit or credit card, just click Donate and follow the prompts. It's a free transaction. You don't have to set up an account or any such thing. All right, I'll give you a little more refreshing on that at the very end, the Lord permitting. In the meantime, here's a great one I like to sing. He gave up his life.
My heart fills with grief when I think of our sins. How the Savior in love came to make us of men. To think of his grace and his love so divine, he gave up his life just to save yours and mine. Yes, he gave up his life just to save yours and mine. His hand reaches down with his love so divine. He healed all the sick, the crippled, and the blind. He gave up his life just to save yours and mine. The cross that he bore in shame and agony was carried up the hill to set all captive free. He died there alone because he was so kind. He gave up his life just to save yours and mine. I'll live for the Savior and to thank Him for His love. When death angel calls, I'll meet Him up above. I'll live in His glory, with Him I'll ever shine. Life just to save yours and mine.
Oh, think about it now.
Yes, He gave up His life just to save yours and mine. His hand reaches down with His love so divine. He healed all the sick, the crippled and the blind. He gave up His life just to save yours and mine.
On today's broadcast, we'll start a message. I doubt very seriously if we'll have enough time to finish it, but if so, we'll continue it on to another broadcast. From 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. He says, "For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but let us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made the foolishness of the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God, the wisdom of the world knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men." The preaching of the cross. On an old rugged cross, we often sing that at our church. We have a little 10-year-old girl at our church, and her name is Katie. And I open the service sometimes for requests during the song service. And many times, that little 10-year-old girl named Katie, as sweet as she can be, she'll select that page number. I think it's 305 in our hymnal. And we'll sing the old rugged cross because Katie has suggested it. She loves to sing that song. Well, on that old rugged cross, outside the walls of the city of Jerusalem, on a hill called Calvary, the Lord Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. And Jesus said, "If I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me." Today, Jesus and the cross stand as an invitation to every human being to come and be saved. He paid the price for our sin, and we must trust Him to take us into everlasting life. The cross separates society. Oh, yes, we are told to come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. I quoted that scripture to a young man that I work with just this week. He's a new Christian in Christ Jesus, and we were discussing some things. And I said, "Derek, if we don't come out from among them, they won't know that we are any different." Yes, the cross separates society. It draws the believer. and it drives the unbeliever. It delivers the believer, and it damns the unbeliever. It is a stumbling block to the unbeliever, but it is a stepping stone to the believer. It is foolishness to the unbelievers, and it is faith to the believer. See what I was telling you there, the difference between the pre-cross and the post-cross. It separates society. Yes, I'm glad today that we can let our light so shine before men so they can see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. If you've got Christ in your heart, you've been to the old rugged cross and you've repented of your sins. The cross has made a difference in your life. You today are not going to be accepted by all of society, by all of your peers. There are some that are going to reject you. There are some that are going to scorn you. There are some that are going to doubt your experience. There are some that are going to make light of your experience. There are some that are going to criticize you for being faithful to the house of God. There are some that are going to just look at you and kind of pass it off if they see you at a restaurant praying over your meal. But I want you to know the cross makes the difference. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross. We often sing hallelujah, and it wasn't so much the cross itself as it was the Christ of the cross. But the cross was in the mind of God even before the foundation of the world. Let's worship the Christ of the cross today. Alan Pascarella was preaching, young evangelist that I know and I have for many years. He was preaching one time in a revival service, I think at Marion, Kentucky, Marion Pentecostal Church, where Brother Wallace Timmons was pastor. And he was preaching and he made the statement that Christianity is the only major religion that had a songbook. And he said the reason that we have a songbook and no other one does out of 10 major religions is because we are the only ones that have anything to sing about. And it grieves me now that many of our churches are replacing their songbooks and just taking them away. Sister Linda and I probably have 200 different kinds of songbooks, if not more. And I had a big church just recently that had been a Pentecostal church for many, many years, decided to get rid of their songbooks, and they gave me all their songbooks. I think there's 214 songbooks that they gave me that we hopefully we can use sometime. And I want you to know today they have tried to take away our song. But I want you to know we have a song in our heart after the night, after the long night, we are still singing. After the pain and after the sorrow and after the suffering, we are still singing because the cross has made a difference in our society. Oh, yes, it will draw the believer. It will deliver the believer, even though it may be a stumbling block to those that are unbelievers. And yet to us, it is a stepping stone. I want you, by the time this broadcast service is over, to be one step higher than you were when you started worshiping with us. Well, we'll continue this broadcast on another service. So be tuned in so you can worship with us if you will. Thank you so much for your time. I'm Pastor Dennis Myers. Sister Linda's at the piano. The mailing address is The Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. You can call or text 618-214-1410. And the website www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online to hear the service. Click donate on the front page to contribute with your debit or credit card. Let us hear from you. We'd be glad to pray with you. Remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And you've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost. He gave up his life just to save yours and mine. His hand reaches down with his love so divine.